So I want to take a look at this gospel reading, but I want us to look at it, and we're going to put it in context, which is always important, and we're going to look into how impactful this reading is. It just seems on the surface like a widow gave a couple of coins, but there's much more to this. So I'm going to give you just a little bit of a background on why this widow is an example. Because this reading isn't about necessarily the widow. This reading's not necessarily about the scribes. This reading is about us and the way that we should be. So a little history on this, and you guys probably know much of this. So the temple, where they were at, very important. Very important religiously, very important politically. Everything happened at the temple. Many people were there. You had your money changers, your merchants, you had priests, and then you had these scribes. And the scribes, you kind of look at the entire 12th chapter of Mark, and the scribes are made to look like they're jerks, you know, for lack of a better term. And that might be a little bit harsh in that the scribes were holy men. They studied the scripture. They devoted their life to it. And they held to that scripture no matter what the politics were. Greek, Roman, no matter what, they held to that scripture. The problem is that they were misinterpreting the scripture itself and what it was teaching. And that's the problem. A little bit more history. So for a widow in that time, for women, if you were a widow, so past childbearing age, not married, you couldn't own anything. Nothing. You were not allowed to own anything. You weren't allowed to have a job. You weren't allowed to own property. A place? Nothing. So you had to rely totally on the charity of others. Which, there should come, that it would come from the temple. But it didn't. That's the lesson. These scribes, in their own self-importance, wanted to make it known who they were. They wore the big robes. I was joking that, you know, if they drove a car, it was probably a really nice Bentley, and they'd park it up front so everyone could see them, right? Very important people. And they wanted that known. So they'd go through the temple, they'd be carrying all that money, probably make a show of it. I kind of picture that they might even bumped into her. Didn't give her two thoughts. Went up there, made a big show, put that money up onto the scales, made noise. Let everybody know, this is what I'm doing. This is what I have. This is what I can do. Jesus has been telling them all along, this is not what's important. He goes from trying to convince the scribes to now explaining to his disciples what the importance is. So this widow comes up with two coins. I want you to picture her weaving her way through the temple, all these important people. Nobody probably looked at her, dirty, dingy clothes. She took those two coins, she put them up on the scale. Nobody probably looked at her, probably nobody heard it, but Jesus did. He saw it, he heard it, and he understood that that is the lesson that he wanted his disciples to understand. And that he wants us to understand that the wealth, the actual materialistic wealth, isn't what's important. That's what he'd been trying to teach. That the scribes were not understanding. And unfortunately, I tend to say that today we don't necessarily always understand either. We tend to look at wealth as being what we have. Wealth as materialistic. This widow is such an important example of who we should be. That's why it's about us. It's not necessarily about the scribes, not about her. It's about us and the way we should be. If there's anything I want you to remember from this, I want you to think of it this way. If we are judged on our wealth, if the day comes where God judges us and there's any attachment to wealth, He's not going to judge us. He wouldn't judge us on the wealth of the things that we have. We're going to be known based on the things that we give. And that is the true wealth that we should be portraying.